Kansas City 31, San Francisco 20. Mahomes takes the snap. He is just going to throw it long for Demarcus Robinson. It is going to use up all the time. The game is over, and the Chiefs' kingdom has firmly planted its flag on top of football's highest summit. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54. Final score, Kansas City 31, San Francisco 20.
Welcome back to Birdie Fans. I'm Alex Fester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
I guess first I just want to say congratulations to the great state of Kansas.
Yeah.
On their Super Bowl victory.
By the way, Trump then deletes the tweet and retweets congratulations to the great state of Missouri, which is also not correct. It's both, right? Like, the stadium is in Missouri, but the metro area borders the both states.
Yeah. Just thread it and say, yeah, and Missouri, of course, but, you know, I want to win Kansas more in the election or something. More delegates.
No, well, Missouri is actually the, I mean, neither one
yeah,
is
it's a bigger state,
state,
no question.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are your, I don't know, it's an interesting Super Bowl. What are your takeaways?
My biggest takeaway is just Shanahan's decision at the end of the first half. You've coached as a smart, aggressive, progressive thinker the entire season. You've coached as a coach who understands that 10 points is not going to be enough to outscore Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's offense in the Super Bowl. So why, first of all, you don't call the timeout before the punt, so you get the ball back with 1:48 to go and two timeouts. But let's say you want to make an argument that you want to see what happens on the punt. Maybe they pin you inside the five and then you're not going to try out. Fine. Let's give you the benefit out that you do that. But then when you get the ball in reasonable field position at the 25-yard line or whatever it is, now you have three timeouts and 1:08 to go. Why you're running up the middle, not trying to score, taking the ball out of Garoppolo's hand, the lack of confidence you show in your offense in the highest paid player in the history of football when you signed him, 2 years ago, it's just mind-boggling. And then, of course, what happens? They get that long pass down the field that gets them into field goal range with 13 seconds to go. It gets called back by penalty, but even if there was 6 seconds to go, there were 6 seconds to go. So even if it hadn't been called back, they wouldn't have had enough time to score. They would have had to settle for a field goal. At least that field goal would have made it 24-23 at the end instead of 24-20, and they would have been driving for a field goal instead of driving for a touchdown, which totally changes the dynamic of the end game. By the way, as someone who picked San Francisco to win and Kansas City to win and San Francisco to cover -1.5, I wanted Kansas City to win 24-23 because that would have allowed me to middle my bets. But leaving that all aside, it boggles the mind that Shanahan coaches one way the whole year, and when the game's on the line in the Super Bowl, he sees out, and that was just very disappointing to me.
So we had a big argument about it, as I'm sure most Super Bowl parties did. Well, the same guy who's very conservative says no, because you don't want to give Mahomes the ball if you go 3 and out. I'm like, well, then you shouldn't even be at the game.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the logic there?
Yeah. What are you showing? And like, what? And another person said, like, well, then what are you showing Jimmy G, that you don't trust him? So I turned to the guy who was an older, he was about my dad's age.
Yeah. Shocking development.
I said, I just want you to know, like, you're always saying, punt. Be conservative. What is the end game? You were literally yelling for the Eagles to punt on 4th and 1, 3 Super Bowls ago. And he turns to me and he's like, how do you remember that? Well, I have like a good memory for football. Like, yeah. I don't know my nieces and nephews' names, but I have it. He's like, no, that's creepy that you know that. I was like, no, like, I'm never going to forget that. And I could give you 10 more examples of regular, like, week sevens where you're calling out the same thing. Like, what, it doesn't make any sense. So it was embarrassing. They still lose the game anyway, probably. But I'd like to think that Shanahan realizes. And by the way, maybe he's like next level thinker. Maybe he's like, we're going to run twice and then throw a bomb, which is what they did.
Yeah.
Well, they threw like first down and then a bomb.
Still don't waste all the time, though, because the point is that they had no time left to score a touchdown.
Right, but you're still playing for a field goal at that point, even if Kittle catches that pass. They almost certainly just
because kicked there's only 6 seconds left because they wasted
15, I think. But
no,
yeah,
no, no.
They, you
they
know.
Were 13 on the snap at the end of the play.
Oh, on the snap. Okay, fine. So
yeah,
they don't even
play,
have, they don't even.
At the end of the play, there
was
six.
What crack in the end zone, you're saying. Okay.
Do
you have a problem with the MVP? Do you have a problem with Mahomes over Damian Williams, I guess?
Of course it's Mahomes. Damian Williams, the only reason anybody's talking about him is because he scores 2 touchdowns. The second one was a mistake, right? If he falls, right. That game is literally officially over.
Right. We've seen players get much smarter. Gurley's done it multiple times.
Yeah.
It makes no sense for him to have scored.
It doesn't matter because their chance of losing anyways was, 99.5%, right? They're not going to score. if they by giving up the touchdown, San Francisco, they got to score a touchdown, get an onside kick, get the ball back, kick a field goal, and they need a 2-point conversion. So it's a 1% chance. But the point is, the Super Bowl is officially over. So yeah, of course Mahomes is the MVP. How's your question there?
No, I guess not. I mean, it's hard because he just played such a poor game. I mean, that Hill throw is so bad. Like, he had a few throws like that.
The first interception was abysmal. The second one was behind Hill. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's still a bad pass. But
no, I'm talking about the pass that wasn't caught.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but Garoppolo also missed the one to Emmanuel Sanders deep, which he has to hit when Emmanuel Sanders had his guy beat when they were trying to come back late in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the Chiefs' skill position guys were just better. Like, Hill and Watkins had good games. Kelsey was fine. Damien Williams obviously had a great game. The other side, you know, they really shut down Kittle. Kittle was 4 for 36. And no other... Yeah, it seemed like Sanders was catching passes. He only had 3 receptions, though. The Niners were able to run the ball, but there was really no... You know, Debo had a couple really big plays. But the running backs were 19 for 80-something. Fine. You know, I don't know. Basically, the only way they were going to win that game is if they Eagles... the Patriots, or they Broncos, the Panthers. Like, there would be no time at all for Mahomes to throw. And they definitely got them a little bit, but that was not the case. Yeah. I think they sacked them 4
and they
times.
And they didn't have enough offense because Garoppolo, like, the claim was, oh, no, it's not that he's, you know, just managing the game and that he's only thrown the ball 8 times and 10 times against Minnesota and Green Bay because, you know, because we could have had him pass, but we didn't need to. You know, when he needs to throw, he'll throw. Well, that's obviously not the case because when he needed to throw at the end of the first half, they got super conservative and they didn't try. And when he needed to throw at the end of the second half, he couldn't get it done. So I don't know. You know, San Francisco, obviously, they're still on the come up. They're a team that, you know, how many teams would rather be the 49ers, like trade rosters and coaching staffs in the NFL? Like, fewer than 5. But on the other hand, has Garoppolo shown you, look, we've seen Super Bowls won, obviously, by Joe Flacco and Eli Manning. And Garoppolo could put together a playoff run like that. But he hasn't done it yet, right? They won 2 games without any assistance from him, and then when they needed him a little bit in the third game, he didn't show it.
Yeah, so. And this is Garoppolo with a world-class offensive line, one of the best run-blocking teams we've ever seen.
Yeah.
He got sacked once in the Super Bowl. Like, you know, and Garoppolo was truthfully fine until the end of the game.
He was fine. He didn't really do
it. He had 3 incompletions, I think, deep into the fourth quarter, the whole game. Like, he had actually...
Well, he played better than he did in the previous 2 games, but Kansas City's defense is also much worse than Green Bay's and Minnesota's.
Yeah, it's weird because it wasn't...
He had that very bad interception.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a Super Bowl defense, so it's weird seeing them, like, you know, run around and stuff. But, the Chiefs are a worthy champion. Would you say they're an above-average Super Bowl champion? I don't think so, just because they don't have a great defense.
Yeah, and also their playoff run. I mean, Houston and Tennessee, their playoff run in the AFC was just abysmally bad, right? They got to avoid Baltimore. They got to avoid New England, although maybe, you know, New England wasn't anything by the end of the season, but...
Wait, so they beat Houston, Tennessee, and San Francisco. Now, San Francisco is a very good Super Bowl opponent.
Yes, for sure. I think, so I actually did this ranking. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ranked every single Super Bowl winning team, all 54 Super Bowl winning teams, how difficult their playoff run was, how impressive the teams that they won in the playoffs. So you correctly guessed number 1.
Wait, I did guess or I have to guess?
No, you did guess.
Remember, by the way, it's 6 a.m. I have not slept yet.
Yeah. No, you did guess.
So
didn't I send this to you online last week? And you?
Oh, the Giants. Yeah.
So the 2011 Giants, excuse me, the 2007 Giants.
The first Giants team had a tougher road.
Yeah, the second Giants team, 2011, although they didn't beat an 18-0 team in the Super Bowl, they actually have the 3rd most impressive postseason run of all time on my list.
Mm-hmm.
So first is the 2007 Giants. Second is the Ravens with Joe Flacco. And then third... is the 2011 Giants.
Yeah. And was that a great Niners team the Ravens beat in the Super Bowl, the Kaepernick team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they, you know, we had arguments about how great that Super Bowl was. I think that was a great Super Bowl, and I think those were 2 great teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I love all my Super Bowls come with a 45-minute timeout.
Listen, I wish I'd had that today because I wanted to go from, like, one Super Bowl party to another, but then I didn't have a chance to do it because I'd have to...
It's tricky.
Yeah.
I was once invited to 4, and I thought, like, oh, it would be the coolest thing ever if I did, like, 1 and 4. But I ended up, I think, just doing 2.
Oh, a quarter and each? Not
to brag. But they were far away. It was like Queens, Manhattan.
I was invited to 4 today also, actually.
Wow, what a nice brag. So where'd you end up going?
So, well, 2 of them were outside. We're, like, in one town over from the current town.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, one of them was a few listeners of ours. One of them was hosting... and is bragging on Facebook. He has a picture of himself in a Patrick Mahomes jersey saying, "We did it." I understand it's tongue-in-cheek, but he bet on San Francisco to win the game. So what's he talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, so no. So I just went to my neighbors down the street.
And mm-hmm. I know that this is like the dumbest take in the world because everyone in the world knows except for me, but I'm an anti-wings guy and I had wings and they were amazing. So now I'm pro-wings.
This is insane. It's crazy that maybe you've mentioned this once and I forgot it.
Yeah.
You had like never eaten wings in your whole life.
Yeah, because I don't like getting my hands dirty and I don't really like things with bones. It's too much work to eat them. But you know what? I made a mess, but I really enjoyed myself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So do you think you're a wings guy now?
I'll be a wings guy for good wings, right? I'm not going to go through the mess for bad wings. But if
you don't even know. Maybe bad wings are good too. You don't even know what's good and what's bad.
No, because they look unappealing when they're like all breading and like bones and skin, right? I need to have big pieces of meat in there.
That's so anyway, crazy. Like you've never had. Oh, I have wings like twice a week. It's my wife's like, I have nothing for you to eat. Here's some wings.
Yeah. Well, it's the standard thing you get at like a sports bar, but yeah, never been interested. Or at a barbecue, I'll get the burger and I also had a burger and a sausage. I had a little bit of everything. I had two beers for the first time since our beer tournament, I think. So
the problem here is because the Super Bowl starts at 1:30, like I'm still hungry, like I don't have a big dinner, so at 1:30, 2 o'clock I'm happy to eat. But once that first wave is over, you can't even look at food. It's like 2:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
It would be like disgusting to go back up and have like there's like 20 hot dogs left and a bunch of burgers. Like it would be insane to go back, take more food.
Yeah. So by the way, just to come back to our talk about the most impressive playoff runs of Super Bowl winning teams. So the 1969 Kansas City Chiefs that won Super Bowl IV, the last AFL ever champions, they are actually fifth on my list. They went into New York and beat your Jets. In the divisional round. Then they went at Oakland and beat a 12-1-1 Oakland team who was, by far the best team in the AFL. So that was two consecutive road victories to get to the Super Bowl where they were like 16.5-point underdogs to the Vikings, who obviously they beat. The Vikings that year had a historically good team, actually. So that was the 1969 Kansas City Chiefs. The 2019 Kansas City Chiefs, I have on my list at 37. So one of the weaker playoff runs we've seen in terms of the difficulty of their opponents, not to take anything away from how good Mahomes was in their offense, but Houston was basically an average team. Tennessee was, better than average based on their late season run and their performance in the playoffs, but was, one of the easiest, especially at home, to face a 9-7 Tennessee team is a below average opponent for an AFC championship game. And then San Francisco was a very good Super Bowl opponent, but, so that's why they're not bottom 10 or bottom 15, but they're bottom 20 in terms of the difficulty of their opponents. But you know what? They've won their first Super Bowl in 50 years, so congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
It is really cool that Joe Buck announced this and Jack Buck, his dad, announced the Super Bowl 50 freaking years ago. Like, that is definitely super cool.
Yeah, I didn't. Did they notice that, or did you just note that?
It was a graphic during or right before the game, for sure. You know what I've noticed as I get older, especially since they leak before the game, I pay zero attention to the commercials. I'm on Twitter during the commercials.
Yeah.
If there's a good commercial, you'll see it the next morning.
Except you made everyone stand at attention in your room for the Trump commercial, obviously, out of respect.
I didn't even see it. I'll be honest. I shouldn't even admit this, but it was like 4 something in the morning. I fell asleep for a few minutes during the third quarter.
When I was in Israel for the Super Bowl, Pittsburgh-Seattle in 2005, I fell asleep also.
Yeah, that's a sleepy Super Bowl to begin with.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. The refs making a lot of bad decisions. And I'd never done it. I mean, I've done this, this is my 8th or 9th or 10th Super Bowl watching at 1 in the morning. I'd never fallen asleep before.
Now, I thought you didn't have the international announcers. You got the regular Fox announcers.
Oh, yeah. I always have that.
That's key. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be a disaster.
Whose local commercials did you get? Were you watching like a New York-based network? Or,
no, yeah, I watched.
Like,
yeah, I was watching.
Slingbox?
I don't know what they do for local commercials.
Okay.
Some it depends on. I think we were watching New York, but we also switched to the Game Pass. I think the Game Pass maybe during the season doesn't show local commercials. I'm not sure.
See like the NFL like logo rotating or something.
A ton of local commercials during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl, it's the end of the first and the end of the third quarters. They give them a minute each.
Mm-hmm.
I think is how they do it. So. So, I mean, what other big takeaways do you have? I mean, did you see the tweet about how after Mahomes' second interception, San Francisco's win probability was 95.3?
It's crazy.
So that's two Super Bowls that Shanahan has had a greater than 95% chance of winning late in the fourth quarter, only to lose them both.
I was thinking during the game, like, this is how Shanahan looks and he's going to win the Super Bowl. Like, his hat is so informal. His whole getup was awful. Like,
what do you mean? He's got a flat brim because he's one of the youngs. He knows how to wear a hat.
The flat brim is fine with like the certain cool guy clothes, but he was like schlumpy plus flat brim. Didn't make any sense to me.
I didn't have an issue with his outfit. I had an issue with his coaching decisions. I'm happy for Andy Reid, obviously. Andy Reid now, a lock to make the Hall of Fame one day, right?
Yes. Yeah. It was cool because both coaches are good. Obviously, they're you know, Reed's strength is not like, you know, game management, but he didn't really have to do any of it today. And Shannon, I think, is pretty decent at games management. Obviously, had a terrible games management day. But it was like these teams do such fun things. Like even the Chiefs trying to score to take the lead. Even the plays they didn't try have so much like ingenuity in the first quarter and then late in the game in the fourth quarter. Like these teams are trying new things on every play, and there's like so much like soul going into the coaching for both these teams. Like so much motion on offense and funky things. Even like the stupid ones, like the first quarter where the Chiefs are doing the flipping around. Any thoughts on the halftime show?
Yeah, the halftime show. So Shakira comes out. I would not have recognized her if she'd walked into my room and said, "Hi, I'm Shakira."
It is crazy. Shakira is not, she's very famous, but she's not like
Super Bowl halftime
her
oeuvre
is yet. She's yeah. her oeuvre, you know, she is Super Bowl halftime show famous. She's not Super Bowl halftime show like, you know, music wise right now. Like she is very ice cold.
Well, but it's in Miami, and so they want the whole Latin flavor.
Yeah, and Shakira is much bigger, I think, internationally than the U.S.
So anyway, Shakira comes out. She's 43, and she was rocking it. She plays the guitar. She looked incredible. You know, you got to give her all the credit in the world.
Yeah.
And
neither of them sang one word, to be fair.
Well, ahead of time, fine. And then, and then J-Lo comes out. And J-Lo blows her so far out of the water. J-Lo is like not a human being. How is somebody at 50 years old looking like that, spinning around on a pole like that? By the way, thank goodness the kids are in bed. I'm just saying.
It's true.
But she is
a little racy there, NFL.
She is unbelievable. And I actually made a joke. I said, and I timestamped it at 8:31 p.m., I said, J-Lo is, I said something like, J-Lo is not of this world. Her and Giannis are from another planet. They're aliens. And then 6 minutes later, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the one I referenced in my tweet, he tweets out.
He was named Giannis 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. Giannis tweets out, uh-oh, that J-Lo halftime show almost got me in trouble. And so I assume that he meant that he almost admitted, oh, look, there's my fellow alien. He almost admitted it to his family members or whatever. But J-Lo is just incredible. The way that she's changed her career, she's been like a dancer and a singer and a model and an actress. I mean, she really, I'm all in on J-Lo. I have not seen that movie yet, by the way, but Jen and I both decided tonight that we're going to go see that movie. Did you see the movie?
No, I've not seen Hustler or whatever.
No, but it got great reviews.
I'm sure it's a wonderful review, but if my wife wanted to see it, I'd watch it, but it does not
you
really
You got to see it ahead of our podcast with Av in a couple of weeks.
Oh, best movies of the year? I don't think that's going to make my list, sadly.
When are the Oscars coming up? It's soon, no?
I think so. I don't know. We got it. We have a whole, actually, we're very responsible. You wrote a schedule. We have a whole schedule for what we're doing the next few weeks.
Yeah, but I'm realizing I didn't put in the movie one, so we might have to push some things back.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
We should try and do some sports, but I have an idea also, but
yeah.
I'll say
yeah, but
for
football's
next
over, so 32 fans is going to keep on chugging right into the offseason. We got all kinds of ideas on this feed. We got ideas on the Patreon feed.
But you're bearing the lead. Football's over. It is very sad. We have 7
Honestly,
months till football.
There was a point in the first quarter where all of a sudden just the sadness washed over me. And somebody next to me actually was sitting on the couch said to me, "What's going on?" Because I was sort of like looked out of it. And I said to him, I just realized that like after this, and also the first quarter was a little bit dull. I said, after this, that's it. No more football for 8 months.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah.
I almost wish March Madness was like we could bridge this. And maybe they will when they go to the 17-game season. It'll get a little closer.
You think they're doing 17?
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, yes.
Yeah.
Because the players will make more money. And at the end of the day, why wouldn't they sign up for that?
Well, I mean, they seem to be. I mean, it's the negotiating position. They seem to be pretty against it. I just want the extra playoff game. I don't care about another regular season game.
The extra playoff game. The extra playoff game is a no-brainer. And the Super Bowl is 1 week. Yeah. 1 week later. But I am a college basketball conference championship guy. I have something, of course,
that
you don't.
That's not
until
the first week of March, though. What do you have in February?
Yeah, I mean, it starts the last couple days. So what are we? Can we get really into? So our alma mater, you're sort of alma mater, but your high school's alma mater, is in the top 25 in Division III. Should we become big Yeshiva University Max fans now that?
The men and the women's games, by the way, online on Facebook Live. So you want to start watching some games?
I mean, I guess, sure.
Our listener, Amir, his brother is the athletic director.
The AD, he's the AD, that's right. So speaking of Amir, I see a picture. It's Amir. Yeah. It is...
I referenced this picture already.
Jonah Abe. Yeah, I thought it was one guy. Yeah. These guys are all wearing Chiefs jerseys. I don't abide this. They bought Chiefs jerseys for this trip?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. You're an adult and I'm against it, honestly.
Well, here's the thing. I don't mind it for the bit, but I would never wear another, especially AFC, I would never wear another team's
Traitors.
Jersey that's not the Jets.
I mean, at least Amir's
all
a Giants
31
fan.
Other teams are my enemy.
You got two Giants fans in there. You got two Jets fans in there, I think, right?
And I understand, like, Av will say, like, well, the Jets aren't really in the same sport as the Chiefs, which is a fair
argument.
Well,
so let's keep the talk on football, and let's talk about the Jets for a second. You're in that unenviable position, I feel like, and my teams have been in this on occasion, where you're torn because your team isn't any good and you want your team to improve, but you also know that your current coach is a disaster, and ultimately you're not going to be able to get to where you need to go because of your coach. And so do you want sort of a modicum, you know, a medium level of improvement at the expense of your coach getting another year, or would you rather just bottom out and get him fired and get a chance with someone better?
I think with Gase, I think, like, with Bowles, in hindsight, it's like, oh, maybe we could, maybe he could do something because he has, like, a skill, which is, like, he's a good defensive coach. I think with Gase, it's bottom out. And the truth is, they, if they lose the Week 17 game last year where they had, like, guys who were out of the NFL winning them the game against the Bills, they have Bosa because they had a tie with the Niners for the second and third pick. They got Quinnen Williams, who had a disastrous first year. If they have Bosa, they're practically a playoff team this year. Like, they're borderline. Yeah. They were 7-9 without him, you know, with Bosa
yeah,
there.
Yeah, your team had a winning record with your starting, with Darnold, right?
Yes, they were, yeah. And you know, like, yes, Darnold, they were 7-6 with Darnold and 7-5 with Darnold when he didn't have mono. Because he, in hindsight, had mono in the first game. He thought he had strep, but he had mono. So, yeah. And with an easy schedule and, you know, all these qualifiers.
But, well, but so hold on. So let's talk. Obviously, we got a long time till the next season. You know, we have. But what is your feeling coming into the new season with Gase? What do you want to happen? Do you want to scratch your way to 8-8, 9-7, weasel into the playoffs? Or do you want to go 4-12, fire Gase?
They're
and get
not good
chance?
Enough, I don't even think, to make the playoffs. Listen, if it starts slow, then just tank. If you know, if they're 3-1, it's like,
well, they started
right, you know,
slow
we
this
haven't
year.
Made the playoffs. Yeah, and I wanted them to lose every game.
Okay.
Just, you know, they weren't, they their schedule was too bad. They played every bad team in the NFL, sometimes
yeah.
twice. I don't know. It's a little early. Let's do rapid 2020, February 2021 Super Bowl picks right now. Far too premature Super Bowl picks.
Who are we picking to win the Super Bowl next year?
Correct.
How are we doing this? Like, we're just making a prediction? We're drafting them? What do you want to do?
No, make a prediction. You do your pick. I'll do mine. I go first if you want.
I mean, I guess I would say Kansas City's the safest in the AFC because the last 2 years they've been the best team in the AFC, right?
As right, and their success is mostly predicated on one person. Obviously, their line has to keep being good, and Tyreek Hill like saved them the game by you know.
Catching yeah, but they
that
also
pass.
They were fine without Tyreek Hill for a lot of the season.
Absolutely.
Also.
So I'm saying like they're yeah. it's easy to and you know they're not relying like the Ravens are also predicated on one guy. But his skill could, you know, evaporate, you know, much faster
than Mahomes. I don't know if
evaporates,
right. Yes, but he has a higher like risk, he, right? We've never like, seen what he's done before.
Yeah, and Lamar, you know, I mean, maybe has another year like this, but you cannot run, you know, quarterbacks cannot run
yeah.
for
he had
know,
literally,
1,100
yeah, he had
yards 5 years in a row.
By approximate value of the greatest season in the
I mean, you see,
NFL.
You see how many hits Mahomes took in this game. Like, Mahomes took some punishing blows.
Yeah,
like,
he took a few hits.
Lamar takes some serious hits too.
Yeah,
the league. It is funny. The league seems to be, and this is maybe above like our heads of what we can discuss. But, like, the league seems to really be pivoting from Lamar to Mahomes. Even before this game, it was like, all right, Mahomes is the guy we're comfortable with.
Well, hold on a second. That's complete bullshit. The last night, Lamar Jackson was the unanimous MVP.
And
if he had been in the Super Bowl, he's all they would have talked about. So
I'm not disagreeing.
The league isn't transitioning. The league is focusing on the guy who's playing in the Super Bowl. And just won the Super Bowl.
I think Buck was pushing hard for like, okay, Mahomes is the face of the league, not Lamar.
Well,
that's
again,
how I think.
Which one is like Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the Hall of Fame? I think we like bar like it's a greater than 50% chance right now. He's only played two seasons. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, but did Mahomes?
There's no way you can say that for Lamar Jackson right now. So that's
Mahomes. Mahomes lost 15 yards on his last three kneel downs to go under on his rushing yards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, yeah. It was a massive thing. On Twitter. Yeah. Should we talk about that?
I didn't.
Gambling? Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, so
Brett said he felt so bad because he took the under.
Uh huh.
Because yeah, you never lose 15 yards on kneel downs, but they were running around back there.
It's pretty standard. Like, even no matter where you kneel, they give you a minus two.
By the way, no. But he was if you watch the plays.
One.
And by the way, on the last play, the heave down. The
I actually
field,
was not. I was.
If that yeah. get caught, he runs into the end zone. Then the over hits. That's even crazier.
Yeah.
And it looks like two Kansas City Chiefs players actually stepped in from the sideline and knocked the ball down, actually. There could have been a flag there, but it wouldn't have mattered. All right. I mean, who is your NFC Super Bowl pick right now for next year? Because it's wide open. I have no idea.
It is really tricky because, you know, New Orleans is the best team 2-53, but you absolutely can't pick them.
Breeze is walking away from the Saints. You can't take them. There's no one else in that division you can take. There's, I mean, the Rams were built for now, so they're going in the
right.
wrong direction. Seattle
wrong
was
direction
expected
and
to be 8-8. They, you know, they had a career year from Russell, and so they make it to 11-5. But are they, and they got really lucky again. Their point differential, they were a 500 team essentially, so you can't pick them. San Francisco, I guess you could say you could pick. They could do
maybe
it again,
I'd say Baltimore, San Francisco, but I hate picking the team that made it again. But yeah, I like
yeah. Well,
just
I
because
Kansas
that's
City. So and I don't. I mean, the Vikings. No, Green Bay. Definitely. You know, they got. You know, other than Seattle, they were the luckiest.
There's
team
no reason for Green Bay to get better.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine.
Dallas. Do they improve under maybe under
May? Yeah. I mean, Dallas is certainly possible.
Philly,
I
if they're healthy.
There's a good. Dallas really might lose Amari also, and that, like, there's just not a ton of, you know, receiving talent if they lose Amari Cooper.
Yeah, they're talking about putting the tag on Dak, but I think they're going to sign
yeah.
Dak. So, I guess, gun to my head, I'd pick Kansas City against San Francisco, but that's so lame, obviously.
Yeah, that is so lame.
Yeah, although, look, we saw it with the Pats and the Seahawks 2 years in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we didn't. What are we talking about? The Seahawks played Denver the first year, and they played New England the next year, and they never played again, right? Yeah, I'm wrong. I'm stupid. Ignore that. Yeah, it was Seattle that played 2 years in a row, and then Denver. But and then yeah, never mind. Yeah, and well, I guess we've only seen it in the NBA with the 4 years in a row of the Warriors and the Cavs. All right, Keith. So what else do we have to say on this podcast?
Not much. Where would we rank the Super Bowl? That's a good question. We did Super Bowl rankings 2 years ago. Obviously, this is not a top 10 Super Bowl, but it was a really good Super Bowl. It was, the final score is not a single-digit score.
It was really, really fast.
It went quickly. Well, that was, I mean, obviously, there's Niner strategy, like run the play clock down to three and run the ball a lot. So that was always going to be a fast game.
Yeah.
I do think if they play this game 10 times, there are a couple games where the Chiefs just demolish the Niners because the Niners were not really willing to, like, all right, we're down 13-3, let's start passing. And, you know, I don't know. I just don't know how that works in a game where they're not built to. They did come back from down 10-3. But
by the way, Uncle Kiwi, I regret to inform you, the Oscars are a week from today. They're next Sunday.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So we're
either, so we got to do the Out podcast this week.
Yeah. So is this going on the Patreon feed then? Or
no. This is football.
So we're giving the regular listeners two podcasts this week. Okay. And then the next 2 weeks we have a surprise.
I didn't say that.
Oh well.
The Oscars are next Sunday. Why are they so early?
Is it? I don't know. It's the week after the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's crazy.
And then the following week is the. Is
and
the
there's
All-Star
no host for the Oscars.
I don't know. Yeah. So just to give listeners an idea, so we will be coming out with another podcast later in the week with Av, where we talk about the best movies of 2019. The following 2 weeks on the main feed, we will have a two-part series. I will not say what it is yet, but it will be a surprise to listeners. And then on the Patreon side, we have the finale of the best song of the 90s, and then we are going to debut the watching of Rob's Survivor season. You and I are doing a rewatch of that, right?
I think so, yeah. I should probably, like, tell Rob, you know, just get his blessing, but I can't imagine he would say...
Why would he be against that? As long as we don't talk about his wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah.
He's very sensitive about that, apparently.
I think he's fine.
You got Renap going on. You got your podcast with Rob where you're...
Are we doing plugs?
You're recapping Curb.
Are you going to come on? Yeah, Curb.
Off Senetsky and I just started our own Curb podcast. Can I plug that?
What the hell? You started your own podcast without me.
Yeah. What do you mean? You have your own podcast? You have two podcasts without me.
Two podcasts without you?
Yeah. One of the Curb one and Renap.
I guess. But it comes from, like, but I started that before I started with you.
No, but I had asked you to do Curb and you weren't interested. You said.
Yeah,
hey.
No.
Yeah.
I'll come on as a guest. I'm happy to come on as a guest.
You come on as much as you want. Yeah, so we are going.
Why is I do have to make a complaint. I'll plug that podcast, but Av, you guys released a trailer.
Yeah.
Av's audio in the trailer is so bad. Is it like, can he fix his audio?
He was calling in from his phone at work. Yeah.
So next time, just don't release that trailer because it's worse than nothing.
He was just creating it because he just wanted to get the feed going and you have to put
something. I understand, but Av, you can't, that's audio is not good enough for air.
No, it improved after that. Hey, listen, bad audio has never stopped this podcast. Yeah, Av has like four podcasts now. He's become like a machine.
It is crazy. Av is like every, like, it is weird.
Hold on. In case you're listening to this, let me actually say the name of the podcast is Pretty, Pretty, Pretty Good Podcast. So
that's what it's called. So there,
If you can't find it for whatever reason, let me know. I can send you the link, but it's on all the podcasts. It's called Pretty, Pretty, Pretty Good, a Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast.
Okay. Well, best of luck to that.
Yeah. And in 100 episodes, we will possibly have a conflict with you and Rob. So we'll worry about it at that point.
What does that mean? You're going to do Seinfeld next?
No, I'm saying
you guys are doing the current season, and we are starting with the first episode. But after
you can do whatever you want.
After 100 episodes, we'll be doing the same episodes that you're doing.
Fair.
So, 2 years from now, I'll be doing a podcast that you already did in 2020. Basically, is what I'm saying.
I do. You might quit the season 9 and 10. You might just quit the because I think if you were doing like we're watching them like curve starved. You know, we got one season in the last decade before this year, but if you were watching them, like after watching some, you know, classic Curb episodes, they look so much worse, I'm sure.
Yeah. By the way, one of the listeners went through, I made, Kevin Donnelly, I'll give him a shout out. I made 12 hot takes before the season based on my preseason prediction of the winner of all 256 regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go through and talk about how bad my takes were?
Yeah, please. Let's do that quickly.
Okay. Number one, I said the Green Bay Packers will not spend a single moment in first place in their division.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they'd lose.
And the Bears would never not be in first place.
All right, so that's immediately wrong. Number two, I said after week one, the Vikings will not spend a week in the playoffs if the season ended today. That was wrong. The Vikings are a little bit better than I thought. Number three, the last undefeated team will be the Kansas City Chiefs, who lose to the Titans. The Chiefs did lose to the Titans, but that was a wrong take. They had lost previously to that, partly because Mahomes was injured. Number four, I said until the week of Thanksgiving, the Cowboys will lead their division every week, and the Rams will never lead theirs. Those will flip 4 days before Thanksgiving and never change. I overestimated the Rams' end of the season miracle, Kevin points out, but I was fairly accurate about the Cowboys' hot start and then a late season collapse. Number five, I said Washington will be the last team to get a win, and I said that their win will come against San Francisco. I was very close about them being the last team to get a win. That was Cincinnati, but Washington was one of the worst teams in the league, but it did not quite come against the 49ers. Number six, I said the Carolina Panthers will win their division by virtue of the fact that they get to avoid Raymond James Stadium. Basically, I was predicting all those teams to win their home games in that division, and then because Carolina got to play Tampa in London, I gave them 2 wins against Tampa. Carolina was, 5-1, but then they never won again. They lost, 10 in a row, something like that, 10 the season?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a swing and a miss. Number seven, I said the Saints will be out of the playoff picture and will not win their division. That was wrong. Number eight, I said the Cardinals will have 2 different 7-game losing streaks.
Wow.
That was very specific and very wrong. Again, these were hot takes. I said they were hot. Number nine, I said the Patriots will clinch their division before Thanksgiving, and the Browns will be in last place in theirs in September, October, November. The Browns could not supplant the Bengals at the bottom, but they were pretty bad. The Patriots did not clinch until late because the Bills were a little bit better than I thought, but the Patriots, you know, were locked into the playoff spot all along. Number 10, I said 28 teams will have played 4 games before the Steelers climb out of last place in their division. I was right about the Steelers' slow start, but again, I forgot about the Bengals starting to go in 10. Number 11, I said no one in the AFC South would be more than 1 game above 500 until December. The Colts were fairly hot in the beginning of the season, so I was wrong about that, but Kevin gives me credit. He says this is a pretty good guess overall. And number 12, I said last season's NFC Championship will be rematched in the first round of the playoffs. New Orleans will win in Los Angeles and then win 2 other road playoff games on their way to the Super Bowl. And Kevin says, New Orleans' heartbreak in the postseason was undoubtedly better than the alternative for me. That's, of course, true because the Vikings beat New Orleans in New Orleans, but the Rams sucked and missed the playoffs. So my takes all wrong, guaranteed wrong or your money back, right?
Yeah. And our Super Bowl picks, I had the Saints-Texans. That didn't happen. You had the your Super Bowl pick?
Well, I had the Saints. I said I had the Saints over Kansas City, I think. I think it was Saints over Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So not a terrible take. If the Vikings win that game in overtime, right?
Yeah.
Then it's totally different. Then New Orleans goes to Green Bay. They almost certainly win that game. San Francisco hosts Seattle. You know, they probably win. But, you know, they had trouble with Seattle earlier in the season. And then we see a rematch of New Orleans. It's either New Orleans, Seattle, or it's New Orleans, San Francisco. I mean, it definitely could have happened. The New Orleans was obviously very, very close. And Kansas City obviously was very close since they won it all. So anyway, all right. So we'll be here all season, all off season, and we'll be. When are we talking NFL next? I guess April for the draft.
Oh yeah, unless something crazy happens, like free agency, we might talk about. But
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there: Brady, Breeze.
Yeah, we might have to have some emergency mini episodes if something happens like that.
How disappointing was it that Brady's cryptic Instagram post from earlier in the week was just tied to a commercial?
I was trying not to follow it.
In hindsight, it was so obvious.
Yeah. I really was pretty good at ignoring it.
Yeah. All right, Keevy, I'll talk to you, I guess, tomorrow or something like that on the Patreon side.
Something like that.
And then, we'll be talking to each other quite a bit.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kansas City! You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red! The great and we flaunt it, hate and we shun it. Sure. No competition, the opposition fake. I don't think they really want it. Loud is the recipe, loud sitting next to me, no doubt. Now we are proud that we get to see KC Chiefs come and break these geeks, make them taste these cleats. Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
Lovers got some other
beast, bring them.
Mop them up and stop them, got the
heat, sting them.
You hot when we stop ya, dropped when he rock rock. Got blocked in Mikasa, ball in my city live. But I find a raw one to get beside. My lucky numbers are 15, 10, 87, 29, 7, 50, 95, 55.
Red Kingdom,
yeah.
Red Kingdom,
welcome to the
Music.